Afternoon, welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 1st of November. Flipping dearie me, how can I forget that? Okay, no horses today, don't do pod horses on a Sunday, they'll be back tomorrow. I'd go in yesterday, I think, at Ascot, but you're going to have up and down days on the racing, up and down days and everything. Lockdown coming on Thursday again. Clueless in the old Boris. I know it's difficult, but he is clueless. It's what you get when you vote in a guy who stands for nothing, got personal interests. That's all he is. Absolutely. I keep telling you. Told you months ago, unqualified to do the job. He'll be amazed if he lasts another 6 months. He is absolutely useless. He absolutely clueless. He is. Just a bumbling buffoon, you know, everything, Brexit, he's used everything, every position. If you think he's a Brexiteer, you're barking mad. He's just used every position to further his own cause, and he ends up in the top job so he can have it on his CV, and he is absolutely clueless. The three of them in it, Gove, him and flipping Hancock, absolute, the three bellends. I mean, who knows what happens on December the 2nd. Anyway, enough of all that. Let's get on with... I've only got some NFL today. No pod horses. I have got a couple of horse mentions for later, which you can have. Let's get on it. Right, the horse mentions 240 Carlisle, Sam Brown, a small win bet, and 310 Carlisle, West to the Bridge, small win bet. And then in the NFL... Las Vegas plus 1.5 at the old Cleveland Browns, 10 to 11. New England plus 4.5 at Buffalo. Pittsburgh plus 3.5 at Baltimore, should be able to get even money that one. And San Francisco plus 3.5 at Seattle, 4 to 5 that one. 10 to 11 the first two bets, Las Vegas, New England. Should be able to get evens at Pittsburgh game, and you're probably the best you'll get is 4 to 5 at San Francisco. Football wise, Spurs stuffing Brighton, United getting a penalty, and we got that comp later. I'll have a look at the results tomorrow morning. If you want to have a little dabble, I've got one for you, which is a late first half goal, Granada versus Levante. So if that's 0-0, 35 minutes onwards, Granada, Levante, then lay a first half goal. Drip lay, low risk. That is it. I think I said over 2.5 at Villa Southampton, didn't I? And Villa are getting royally pasted as we stand at the minute. Are getting absolutely stuffed, aren't they? It was 4-0 when I last looked. 4-1 now. 4-1 Southampton. Old Hasenhüttl, or whatever his name is, turning them around. And the Villa bubble well and truly bursting. Okay, have a lovely Sunday. And I'll be back with you tomorrow for Mindset Monday.